Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring the profound freedom that comes with the art of letting go. That's right. Let's get into it. Life is a journey filled with experiences. Some of them are beautiful, some are painful, and some that leave lasting marks on our hearts and minds. Along the way, we accumulate emotions, regrets, fears, and burdens that, if left unchecked, they weigh us down and keep us from moving forward. We hold on to past hurts, missed opportunities, and expectations that no longer serve us, often without realizing how much they are holding us back. Now is the time to let it go. That's right, drop it. Letting go is not about forgetting or giving up. It's about releasing what no longer contributes to our growth, our peace, and our happiness. It's about freeing ourselves from the chains of resentment, fear, and the need for control. It's about choosing peace over perfection, acceptance over resistance, and trust over doubt. So today's podcast is your invitation to release what no longer serves you. So it's time to do inventory, because you have the power to surrender and uncover the practical strategies. So we will explore how to let go of past pain, toxic relationships, toxic people, limiting beliefs, and the constant pressure to control everything around you. We'll uncover how to surrender and how that can bring you not just relief, but a profound sense of freedom, healing, and renewal. Letting go is not always easy, trust me, it's not. But it takes courage to step away from the familiar and to forgive when it feels impossible and to trust the unknown. But in doing so, we create a space for new beginnings, deeper joy, and a life that flows with great ease. So if you've been carrying burdens too heavy for you too long, this is your time to let it go. There's freedom in letting go. It's time to loosen your grip, take a deep breath, and trust. By letting go, you are making room for something even greater. You have no idea the weights of what you're holding on to and how that's holding you back. So are you ready to embrace the freedom that comes with letting go? Let's begin. We are about to do some inventory. When was the last time you've done a self-assessment inventory on all of those weights that you're holding? Because in life, we often hold on to things, grudges, past hurts, limiting beliefs, and all those expectations, and even sometimes material possessions. So this clinging, it can create heavy burdens. Those weights, they're weighing us down, and they're preventing us from living fully in the present moment. So we are going to unpack that and understand letting go isn't about giving up. It's about making space for all of those new beginnings in your life, for growth and the flow of life itself. So let's identify what to let go of. The first thing that we're going to let go of this year is let go of resentment and anger. Holding on to anger and resentment only harms ourselves. Holding on to past hurts, let it go. Dwelling on past hurts prevents us from healing and moving forward. So you got to let go of those past hurts. It's going to be difficult, but it's so beneficial when you let it go. So we're going to let go of all of those limiting beliefs, all of those doubts. Challenge your negative self-talk and limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Because once you stop doubting yourself, even if it's small doubts, imagine how much you can accomplish and achieve in life. So we're going to tackle that. You got to let go of the limiting beliefs. And most importantly, this is a big one, letting go of certain expectations. Let go of rigid expectations of yourself and others. Make sure those expectations are appropriate. And another one, this one is greater. Let go of control in certain areas. Accept that you cannot control everything in your life. It's simply impossible to do that. And cultivate a proper mindset. So what type of mindset should you have to embrace the freedom of letting go? We're going to get into that. The first mindset and belief that you should have is acceptance. Accept that things change and that you cannot always control the outcome and the narrative. Some people drive themselves crazy trying to control the narrative. Another one is forgiveness. This is so key. And forgiveness is for you. You may think, well, this person hurt me and I don't want to forgive them. Forgiveness is not about that person that hurt you or where you came up short. Forgive yourself. And most importantly, forgive others of past mistakes. That itself is healing and power for moving forward in life. And it's all about your mindfulness. Practice mindfulness to become a more aware version of yourself and be aware of your thoughts and your feelings. I'm so big on self-awareness. And have compassion. Treat yourself with compassion and kindness and understanding because you deserve compassion. So let's explore the techniques for letting go. The first technique is journaling. I love journaling. Write down your thoughts and feelings about what you need to let go of. That is so imperative. Another one is mindfulness meditation. I love meditation. Practice mindfulness meditation to cultivate inner peace and release negative emotions. Let it go. I mean, after a 30-second reset, some people are like, oh my gosh, Leah, don't do it. But after a 30-second meditation reset, I feel good. I'm like inhaling, exhaling, and I'm just breathing those techniques. And after I just inhale, exhale, and just let it flow through me, sometimes that energy can just pass through you. So I'm all about the energy. It's all about the energy, baby. So spending time in nature, physical activities, engage in physical activities such as yoga, walking or running. I love my running is done on the treadmill, but when the weather is nice, I like to jog through Central Park. And anything that, you know, makes you feel good, any type of physical activity. And also, one of the great things that the freedom you have that it brings with letting go is it reduces stress and anxiety. That's right. Letting go of negative emotions can significantly reduce stress and anxiety. Imagine how good you're going to feel when you're not carrying those weights, when you're not carrying that baggage of resentment, bitterness. You know, it's too much. Unforgiveness. Let it go. It's so much lighter. You're so much freer. There's power in letting go. And here is my favorite one. You have a deep sense of an increased inner peace. Cultivating a sense of detachment can bring a profound sense of inner peace and freedom. And I am all for that. I am all about peace and harmony. So also it improves your relationships. Letting go of grudges and resentment can improve your relationships with so many people in your life. Like, trust me. Let it go. Don't hold those grudges. And also embrace new possibilities, because when you let go of the past, you open yourself up for all things new, all of those possibilities, experiences, and unlimited possibilities. True freedom is not found in clinging to what was, but in accepting what is. When we let go, we make space. Space to heal, space for peace, space for love, and most importantly, space for new beginnings. We stop resisting change and learn to flow with it. We stop defining ourselves by our struggles and instead embrace the strength that comes with moving forward. Letting go does not mean we forget,
nor does it mean we stop caring. It means that we trust ourselves and the journey ahead. It means choose peace over perfection, growth over stagnation, and love over fear. As we move forward, I invite you to embrace this practice and release the weight. Drop those weights of inappropriate expectations. Free yourself from the past. Trust in the unfolding of your life, because when you let go, you don't lose, you gain. You gain clarity, you gain inner peace, and you gain the ability to fully experience the present moment. The freedom you seek is already within you. All you have to do is simply let it go. That's right. Drop those weights. There is freedom. There is power. There is new opportunity in letting go. So what are you waiting for? Drop those weights and let it go.
Whatever you're battling with, whether that's depression, grief, loss, disappointments, doubts, setbacks, failures, let it go. Drop it. It's time to press forward. It's time to persevere. And it's time to show just how resilient you are. There is freedom in letting go. And I invite you and I encourage you to move forward. There is power in letting go of those grudges. Letting go. There is power in forgiveness and forgiving others. But most importantly, forgive yourselves for any mistakes that you've made. And I know it's hard. I know it's challenging, but you can do it. You have no idea what that weight's going to feel like when it's lifted, when you decide to let go and express and experience what can be. So I challenge you to embark on this journey of being open-minded, of keeping an open heart, and letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. Drop the weight. And if you're battling with or experiencing fear and doubt, I want to encourage you to drop that weight, because fear and doubt has a way of keeping us stuck, trapped in hesitation, questioning our worth, and holding us back from the life we truly desire. And it's those little whispers of stories of failure, rejection, and uncertain times that convinces us that we are not ready, that we are not capable, or that we are not enough. But the truth is, we are more than our fears, and we are stronger than our doubts. So let go of fear and doubt. It's all about seeing the possibilities. It's not about not feeling those things again, but it's about refusing to let all of those things control us. It's about acknowledging the presence of what's happening, but choosing courage anyway. It's about trusting ourselves, even when the path ahead is unclear, and just explore what it means to drop the weight and let your mind explore new possibilities and shape your decisions on your unlimited potential. And just find those ways to shift your mindset when you start to doubt yourself, and embrace those uncertain times and lean into faith, resilience, and self-belief. And remember, fear will always try to speak to you, but you don't have to listen. Doubt will always arise, but you don't have to let it define your choices. Instead, choose trust over fear. Choose action over hesitation. And choose growth over comfort. The life you want is waiting on the other side of fear. It's waiting on the side of all of those weights that you're carrying. So drop the weights and move forward. The person you are meant to be is beyond the walls of doubts. So let go of whatever is holding you back. And step forward and embrace the freedom, embrace the confidence, and embrace the limitless potential that we've been discussing that's been within you all along. You have the tools. Your journey is yours to create, and understand that all of those weights that you're holding on to,
You know, doubt, uncertainty, disbelief. They have no power unless you give it to them. So take a deep breath, trust yourself, and move forward wholeheartedly and understand the best is yet to come. And you can do anything that you put your mind to. All you have to do is try. Try and see things through with all your might. And you'll see once you make that choice and that decision to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to, you're going to feel lighter. The world's going to be much beautiful. And you will gradually see progress when you drop the weights and let it go.
And understand that this is not to say that life will be easy and that you won't experience any bumps on the roads. That's a part of life. But some things you're holding on to that don't serve you, they're actually taking up space. So have you done your inventory this year? It's time to do that mental inventory and look into your life and find out what is it that you are holding on to that no longer serves you. Take that step in faith and move forward and let it go. There is power in letting go. There is beauty in letting go, and there is healing and letting go, and you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have a fulfilled life, and you deserve to walk through life without those unnecessary weights or burden that you are gradually holding dear. So loosen up that grip and let it go. There is power in moving forward in a new direction. And I just want to come with a spirit of transparency. When I'm doing these podcasts, it's not just a message to all of my listeners, but I'm human and I experience all of these things, and I know the power of letting go and the freedom and how happier you are when you let go of those grudges, when you let go of the negativity, when you let go of, you know, the pain, and you learn how to forgive. And forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. I know I mentioned that a lot, but there is power in forgiving others, because when you hold on to that bitterness, when you hold on to that resentment, you're actually holding on and reliving all of those things over and over. And you're giving people and you're giving individuals power over you that they don't deserve. So forgiveness is for you, and forgiveness looks good on you. You will have less anxiety, less stress when you let it go. Move on, move forward, let it go. You have the power to let go. Letting go is not about weakness, it's about strength. And it takes courage to release what no longer serves you. So to walk away from what holds you back and to trust in the unknown. But the power to let go has always been within you. So understand that. And we've explored and unpacked some key nuggets today. The burdens we carry from the pains of our past, the fear of the future, self-doubt, resentment, and the need for control. These weights can keep us from experiencing life fully and preventing us from embracing joy, peace, and freedom. But the truth is, you are not bound by your past, your fears, or your circumstances. You are free to choose different, any path that you want. Letting go does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean giving up. It means reclaiming your power. It means deciding that your peace is more important than your grudges. Your growth is more valuable than your fears, and your future is more meaningful than your past. It means surrendering the things you cannot change and embracing the beauty of what lies ahead. So remember, as you move forward, you are strong enough to release what no longer serves you today. You are brave enough to step into a future unburdened by the past, and you are free to create a life filled with peace, love, and possibility. The power to let go has always been yours. Now it's time for you to use it. Letting go is a courageous act. It requires vulnerability and a willingness to embrace the unknown, but the rewards are immense. So by cultivating the art of letting go, you can create a life filled with lightness, joy, and a deep sense of inner peace. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Self-Discovery and Real, Raw, Relevant. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.